weekend. Christopher Cross is celebrating a birthday today, this weekend as well. A genius behind some of the smash hits like Sailing, Ride Like the Wind, and Arthur's theme, Best That You Can Do. We might pull out some Christopher Cross this morning to celebrate. Yeah. Yes, we've got, Corey's a fan. You know, he sounds a lot like Michael McDonald, so they can he can duet with the best of them there on that one. Mick Mars from Motley Crue, guitarist for the band, is 73. Jackie Jackson, the second child in the Jackson family. He used to handle the high tenor parts for Tito and the Jackson 5. Is that something you put on your resume there, Finn? I'm not sure. Jackie is 73 years old this weekend. We have Richard Jenkins celebrating as well. He was Nathaniel Fisher, the dead father on Six Feet Under. He's also John C. Reilly's dad in Step Brothers and Alyssa's friend Giles in The Shape of Water. He is 77. Greg Gumbel is also celebrating, the Gumbel brother that you don't want to punch in the face most of the time anyway. He broadcasts NFL and NCAA basketball games for CBS. He is 78 years old this weekend. MTV News legend Kurt Loder is celebrating. Kurt Loder is 79 years old. Ooh. We are almost at 80 years old for Kurt Loder. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Ah, that makes me feel really, really old. I remember when he was a young, brown-haired Kurt Loder.
All those MTV News updates and all interviews. Wow.
That's right. He was one of the best at his job. I mean, he truly was. Kurt Loder
brought
was
some
amazing
credibility to MTV.
You know, if I remember right, and I'd have to check my facts and do a little digging this morning, but he had come from like an actual news source.
I think he came from Rolling Stone.
He had actually been like a writer and things like that. And they brought him into MTV because he had a lot of contacts. So that would totally check out. John Rhys-Davies, who was in the Lord of the Rings movies, and if you're an Indiana Jones fan, you're going to know him best as Indy's Egyptian sidekick, Sala, all of it's more than a trilogy, I guess, at this point. Anyway, he is celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend. Lance Henriksen, the android bishop in the Alien movies. He was also Ed Harley in Pumpkinhead. He was also Jesse Hooker, the head of the blood-sucking clan in Near Dark, which was a very cool vampire flick from 1989. He is 84 years old this weekend. And then finally we wrap up with a music legend, Frankie Valli, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the leader of the Four Seasons. Jersey Boys is about the making of the band. Their biggest hits, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, December 1963. He also did the theme songs to Grease. Mm-hmm. Frankie Valli, 90 years old this weekend.
Whoa.
I know,
buckets.
Right?
Wow.
I know. So we're going to definitely pull out some Frankie Valli this morning as well. We've got a few different things in the library by Frankie Valli, so I'll pull out something fun here this morning so we can celebrate his 90th birthday. My gosh. Now, coming from an oldies background, I mean, obviously, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were huge on our playlist.
Core artist, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and they spanned the test of time, early 60s all the way through the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And then it's funny because my Dexter, who would have ever thought that the kid that likes Limp Bizkit and Korn would be a huge Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons fan. Cool. He absolutely loves the Four Seasons, which I think is hilarious. I don't think he understands how he hits those falsettos. I think that's the part that drives it home for him.
Like, wow, I can't do that.
Right? Yeah. There was a falsetto that nobody else was getting. Only Frankie Valli could do that. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, it's very easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a quick look at the forecast. Sunny and warm today, 71 for a high. Then tomorrow, not bad, but we do have a chance for some showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next, news, ABC and local coming up next on Max FM. I'll get it right. It's Friday, Finn. Everybody just has to forgive me today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Labor Department's April jobs report expected to show about 243,000 jobs added last month. But a month ago, the report came in more than 100,000 jobs over expectations. And that was part of the reason Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said earlier this week that inflation is still too stubborn to cut interest rates.
Inflation has eased substantially over the past year, while the labor market has remained strong. And that's very good news. But inflation is still too high.
But this report came in well below expectations. 175,000 jobs added last month, far lower than the expected 243,000. Unemployment ticked up slightly. More arrests at college campuses today. Police cleared protest encampments at NYU and the New School in New York City. President Biden today will award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 people, including former Vice President Gore. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Attorney General has confirmed that the suspect in a shooting incident outside of a Mount Horeb Middle School was a student in the district and is deceased. During a news conference, the Attorney General explained that the Mount Horeb Area School District locked down after police officers responded to the report of a person with a weapon outside of the middle school. Mount Horeb police officers used deadly force with the male suspect. No other students, staff, or law enforcement were injured in the shooting. According to the school district, the suspect did not get into the middle school on the 900 block of East Garfield Street. According to the Mount Horeb superintendent, students and staff took the day off on Thursday. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few clouds, isolated shower or thunder shower in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM.
We hope that you're having a great Friday morning. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. Just a few short hours away from another weekend. Look at us. We're just making it through another day because you're ready for the weekend, and boy, oh boy, that weather today, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. It makes it feel a little bit like summer, doesn't it? Celebrating his 90th birthday this weekend, Frankie Valli, lead singer of the Four Seasons. Here's December 1963. Oh, what a night. One of my favorites on 99.7 Max FM.
Oh, what a night. Late December.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:13 right now, Finn. And as people are getting ready for the weekend, right, and everybody's starting to make those best laid plans, maybe it includes something with Cinco de Mayo, maybe it's getting the kids ready for prom, who knows? But, you know, here in Wisconsin, we like to add an adult beverage or two, usually, into our weekend plans. And if you ask any old beer drinker out there why it tastes better cold, they're going to say, it just does. That's usually the reason you get, right?
Yeah.
And they're not wrong, but we finally have a better answer thanks to science. A new study figured out exactly why cold beer tastes better, and it all comes down to how alcohol behaves at different temperatures. So the shape of the water and ethanol molecules makes a really big difference, specifically whether they're arranged in a chain or more of a pyramid. So when beer is cold, more of the molecules arrange themselves into chains, and when that happens, you tend to taste the ethanol a little more. That's a good thing because it's slightly bitter, but it's also sweet. So when we can taste the ethanol in beer a little bit, we find it more refreshing and also stimulating. Scientists also found that the key temperature for an average beer is 41 degrees, which is roughly the temperature inside your fridge. Anything above that, and it's not going to taste quite as good. So see, you can say it just does, but now you have the scientific explanation as to why it just does.
I feel like we should have the More You Know banner flashing above us now. Yeah,
yes.
Learning a little bit here about
these
beer this morning.
These are important topics in Wisconsin. I mean, it really is. You know, when you think about the fact that Packers fans will go sit on sub-zero bleachers with a beer in their hand to watch the Packers play, I mean, you got to know why your beer tastes so much better in that scenario, because, well, then it's basically frozen.
Right.
You have a slushy pop in a can, then, you know, why it tastes different on a warm summer day. I mean, you know, there's science behind this stuff, people. See, not all science is bad.
So I know you're not a big beer drinker, and honestly, I'm not either, but I will say that on a really hot summer day, nothing really hits the spot like an ice cold beer.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what I've been told. I'll continue to stick with my ice cold water. Now, I get a little tired of my ice cold water. In fact, I was just having a moment yesterday where I threw kind of a temper tantrum because I was getting something to drink and it was water. And I know it sounds stupid because I drink water every day, but I really didn't want water. We don't really have anything else in the house except for milk. I can't drink milk because I'm lactose intolerant. So that's completely out. And I just didn't really want any water. Dexter looked at me and he goes, "Are you all right?" I was like, "I don't really want water this time around." And he goes, "What would you like to drink?" And I said, "I have no idea because we have absolutely nothing else." He goes, "In your words, I guess I'd drink it and be happy." Yes.
Because you drink a lot of water.
I drink almost 200 ounces of water a day.
Wow.
A day. Yes,
I do. You're like one of those hipster kids that walk around with those water bottles that are ginormous.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how do they even lug those things around?
I don't know. The Stanley cups that are all the rage right now on social media. Now, I just have a 24-ounce bottle with a straw attached. I have an easier time really drinking water quickly when I've got a straw. Don't ask me why. I think it's a mental thing. But I it's got a straw that's built into it and all that good stuff. And I shouldn't say it's 200 every day. 150 to 200 ounces is what I strive for every single day. Now, let's be honest. Some days are better than others. Especially during the week, I'm much more regimented with it. During the weekends, I get a little off track. You know, get up a little bit later. I know how many bottles of water I should essentially drink during the morning show in order to get all of that water in. It's three, by the way, three bottles of water, three of my 24 ounce bottles of water during the morning show is what I drink while I'm sitting down here. But this is also why I pee all day long. I mean, you know, that's a lot of water. So you better have a bathroom near me when I get somewhere because when we fly, my husband basically just tells me that I'm not allowed to drink that much water. Or we do a road trip. He's like, no, you better learn how to cut that one off today, like in half, probably. So,
well, I mean, using restrooms on a plane or just public.
So
I mean, you just don't want to do it.
No, you
right?
don't want to do it. Like, I've learned, though, to not be picky. Outhouses are still my only exception. Now, I'll still pee my pants before I'll use an outhouse. Oh. Let me tell you. They're still my one exception to the rule. But I've learned to not be picky about things that actually flush. Like, if it's a bathroom, some are better than others. Some are cleaner than others. There's a hover test that you can do and tricks that you can do as well in some of those not so clean ones. But I'm in bathrooms constantly because I do drink a lot of water. I just feel better when I drink water. It's really weird, and I don't know if it's because I spent a lot of portion of my life literally going into the doctor for being dehydrated because I wasn't drinking enough water. So I literally feel better when I drink water. Plus, I don't get as hungry as quickly and as easily. So I do spend a lot of time with water in my hand.
But I mean, on the positive side of things, you don't drink coffee, which dehydrates, and you're not a big alcohol consumer. That also dehydrates.
I don't drink any sodas. I haven't. Even before I lost all the weight and started with my water routine, I was never a huge soda drinker. Maybe a Sprite once in a great while on a really hot day, a couple sips of an ice cold Coke, but that was about it. So soda was not hard for me to give up. I know there's some people who really struggle with that one. That was not hard for me. I was like, okay, I'm just not going to drink it anymore. I had no problem with that one because it was never anything that I really went to for as a go-to. Sometimes I'll have some tea. That's pretty rare though as well because I find that the tea negates any sort of health reason because the only way it tastes good is if I load it up on sugar or honey. So it kind of negates any reason why I would actually drink it. So the whole reason I don't do coffee either. I don't like the taste of it. So in order to get it down, I have to add like tons of caramels and sugars and all of that kind of stuff. So it really negates the purpose of maybe any health benefit for me. So it's just easier to stick with water. Now, I have found sugar-free water flavorings recently. So that really helps out my cause as well. That helps because, you know, like right now I'm enjoying a nice strawberry watermelon water drink this morning. It's not as glamorous as it sounds, people, let me tell you. But it is better than just plain old boring water every single time, too. So, but, you know, I I'm one of those people, like, this whole beer being ice cold thing to me is interesting because I would rather drink my water, like, room temperature. I know that sounds completely stupid and weird, and I know that's kind of beyond the norm, but I really do like room temperature water. I don't like my water when it's ice cold.
Interesting.
I don't put ice in my water at all. I just run it from our filtered tap system that we have out here with our well water. And I get that semi-cold and then I put it in my cup. Now, I don't like warm water. That's kind of disgusting. But I'm okay with room temperature or not ice cold water. I'm totally okay with
that. See, I like ice cold water and I use a lot of ice cubes too. Of course, when we were in Ireland, they have no concept as far as what ice cubes are over there. So I actually did miss ice cubes. And, you know, I mean, the other thing is too, is that, you know, with guys, if we have to go to the bathroom, we can just pull over anywhere and take care of it. But when we were in Ireland, they have CCTV cameras everywhere, absolutely everywhere. You don't want to get busted on some type of public indecency charge or something like that.
So then it becomes more like Pornhub than CCTV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, this is how they crack down on the public indecency and some of those things. I love it. They've got the method to their madness. I don't know though. I don't know. Some days I really miss drinking other stuff. And I will have the occasional glass of wine. It is pretty rare that I do that. I do miss like the whiskeys though and stuff like that. That was kind of always a go-to for me at one point in time when we went out more. But I do miss that kind of stuff every now and then, not to the point where I'm like, ooh, give me a whiskey now. But every now and then when I'm out, I'm like, that looks way better than my little seltzer water with lime in it right now. Because I, you know, people are like, oh, fool yourself into thinking you have a drink. Nobody, I'm not fooled by the fact that I'm carrying around seltzer water with a lime in it. Like, I understand the difference.
It has to be difficult for you. This is such a, man, it would be such a struggle for me. I, you know, and I respect the fact that you're trying to just stay healthy and take care of yourself. I really respect that. But at the same time, I could not do it.
Like, some days are easier than others. Trust me. Some days are much easier than others. Some situations are much easier than others as well. But
what's the most tempting thing for you if you're out there? Oh, what's the hardest thing to ignore?
Oh, I'm a Jameson fan. Oh, yeah. I've got a long lineage of people in my family who loved their Jameson whiskey. My mom's maiden name was Jameson, so I think they, you know, take it kind of personally. I have no idea. But I have a long lineage of people who loved the Jameson whiskey, and I am no exception. And in fact, when I was in college, I was that girl that you would slide the shot down to, and I didn't do this very often. Now, don't get me wrong. I was not a party girl in college. I was a 4.0 student. And if I slipped down to a 3.8, I was in tears for days.
You were in trouble, yeah.
I was in tears for days. Literally, my friends were consoling me. They're like, you have a 3.8 GPA. I think you're okay. So we didn't go out very often, but I was the girl that you could, you know, after semester tests and things were done and finals were over, you could slide that right down the bar to me and I'd be like, all right, bottoms up. And it wouldn't affect me at all, you know, kind of thing. So there was that part of it. So once in a while, I do miss that. I do once in a while miss that. But for the most part, I mean, I can get by with my water. I guess it's fine.
We took a tour of the Jameson's factory, just like the Guinness factory, too.
And I'm jealous.
See, at the end, they give you a complimentary Jameson.
See,
so,
there you go. So I would have been like, yes, I am home.
Please.
I am never leaving this room right here. So yes. Sometimes I miss that, but other than that, everything else is just kind of it's fine. I can deal. And now that I have, you know, fruit flavoring for my water, I feel all special.
Wow.
Because I'm like, ooh, today I can do fruit punch. Maybe later I'll slip in the orange pineapple. So there is that. And if you use the flu, I'm such a nerd. So here's the other thing that I found. If you need something bubbly, you know, in life, I will go grab the seltzer water and then I'll put in like the orange pineapple into my seltzer water, because then it makes me feel like I'm drinking something fancier.
Hey, you gotta dress it up somehow, right?
It's still not the same, but sometimes you can trick yourself into thinking you're doing something really awesome when really it's just you emit these things out loud
old.
And you're like, no, yeah. I said it out loud. I can't take it back now. Can't take it back now. Taking a look at the forecast, sunny and warmer today with a high near 71, clear down to 47 tonight. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous today. And then tomorrow we're going to start things out with some sun in the morning. And then by the afternoon, we could see some clouds with an isolated shower, maybe a thunder shower. 70 for the high. Right now, it is 48.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells tonight. You know them from their sold-out Bostix and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. And it's only for one night, tonight, at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split,
or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event.
This isn't a TV show.
No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
It's 8:28 right now. We hope that you're having a great Friday. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's Maxie Priest, close to you on 99.7 Max FM.
She was a Jezebel, this Brixton queen, living a life like a backstreet dream, telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear, spin them around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me.
I just wanna be close to you. And do all the things you want me to. I just wanna be close to you. And show you the way I feel. I feel love when I'm lying.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:32 right now. I love that song. I think Maxi Priest just had one of those soothing, awesome voices. And then he just kind of quit making music.
Yeah.
I believe he's a minister now. I believe I'd have to look that one up. But I think Maxi Priest went on to become a minister. But I don't quote me on that. I'll do some research on that here in a few
minutes. I don't
mean
to put you on the spot. I'm trying to remember what year that was. Because that was like 90s.
Let me look as we're talking about it. Now I might as well just look it up. So everybody hold on while I do some typing here. And we'll see what we can find.
Some point.
Let's see. Maxi Priest, close to you. 1990 is when July 10th, 1990 was its release date. Yes. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Let's see what Maxi Priest is doing now. I want to say he's a minister. But again,
I take a lot of input in,
but it doesn't always mean that the right input comes out. Let's be honest. He's actually doing some touring right now across three different countries. He has 21 different concerts coming up. Nothing in the United States as of right now. What is he doing? It must be somebody else that I was thinking of. Oh, I think it's Nia Peebles who went on to like into ministry
yes,
or something.
She did. She
yes,
went on
yes,
to,
that's yeah. who I think I'm thinking of. I think Maxi Priest is still producing and trying to do some music. It looks like he might be way more popular overseas than he is here, though. So there is that part of it. Some of those artists do take off more in other countries than they do here in the United States. They have like that one hit wonder here, and then they get overseas and people are like, yes. And I think that's kind of, it looks like what happened with Maxi Priest. I'm over on his Insta right now, and he's very much doing music yet in other countries, so that's pretty darn cool. I'm gonna have to check it out. Maybe he's got some new music out there. I just think he always had one of those great sounds about him, and I loved his voice. I just think it was always like, you talk about the old school R&B, I think he had a little bit of that swagger in his voice.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Yes, which I loved him as well. So I'm having like this major issue out here right now. My allergies are so bad. My nose does this thing where it just likes to gush blood every now and then. So I was sitting there during Maxi Priest enjoying what should have been my favorite song in the morning. And nope, my nose was like, let's bleed right now. And so it does this thing where it starts and then it stops and I'm fine. It's just all allergy based because my nose starts drawing out. And it's a mess.
It's no fun, is it?
No, it's really not. So if all of a sudden I sound stuffy, it's fine. I just have a Kleenex stuffed up there to stop the bleeding. I'm fine.
Only if we had the webcam going on.
Oh, no, yeah. Nobody needs to see what happens out here. I mean, it is sheer like viral video stuff out here on Goose Poop Pond sometimes in the morning. Just absolutely ridiculous, though, because my nose literally gets so dry at some point in time that all of a sudden it will just start bleeding because of the allergy situation that is still not any better. It actually is just getting worse. Now I just look like I perpetually cry all day long. And so it'll eventually just start bleeding and then it'll be fine. And I'll do this kind of cycle like this on and off for about 2 months. I'll go cut for a couple weeks, no bloody noses. And all of a sudden one day it's like all it wants to do is, and I'll think it's running. No, it's just bleeding. It's bleeding. Fine. No worries.
Is this the roughest part of the year for you?
Yes. From like this, when everything is blooming, it's really, really bad. I'll still deal
with
the allergies.
And
yes.
Everything. Yeah.
Yes. And once everything blooms, I'll still deal with the allergies. It won't be maybe to this degree, but it'll be rough. And then, as I've said, I get a reprieve like at the end of October, like the first end of October, first couple weeks of November. And then it gets cold and we shut everything up and we're all stuck inside with the dust
all
and stuff.
All that dust.
Yep. Yeah. And so then my allergies come back with a vengeance and they never really go away.
Yeah. That's usually when I get hit because the dust does not work for me.
Dust is awful. And I mean, I'm going to be dead honest. I'm pretty sure that I'm allergic to dog hair and dog dander, but it's okay. I love Aspie. I'll just deal. It's fine. I'm pretty sure that I've got a minor allergy to some dog dander too, but whatever, it's good. keep getting these bloody noses and taking my medicine. No big deal. Somebody texted in this morning to, we were talking about things going on this weekend. We mentioned prom was in the area and we have all these Cinco de Mayo celebrations. Well, there's something going on out at the Badger Steam and Gas grounds as well, because they're having their big May swap meet this weekend. They're actually going to have an auction tomorrow at 10 a.m. and then they're going to be running this the swap meet every day from 8 until 5. So if you know you're looking for something, want to take a little trip out there, they're located on Sand Road. Everybody, I think, kind of has an idea of where they're at. So head out there, because today, tomorrow, and then again on Sunday, you can check out the Badger Steam and Gas swap meet. So
that could be fun.
I know. Yeah. Oh, you always find some treasures out there.
Yeah.
Then they always have like the big flea market during the Badger Steam and Gas show as well, where you find even more treasures.
Love that.
I know. Yeah. So I love going out there. And like, if you're really into, really anything, but really honestly, if you love the industrial type stuff, oh, you're going to find all sorts of cool stuff out there. It's amazing. So check out that swap meet this weekend. Again, that is on Sand Road. If you're, you know, looking for something specific or just want to enjoy the beautiful weather too, either way, wear a little sunscreen, because the sun is going to be bright over the weekend. Now, speaking of industrial type things, you know, there's a lot of people right now on tight budgets, right? So it's really kind of challenging when you have an unexpected expense come up, like maybe you see the family four pack of Reese's peanut butter cups that's on sale. So you feel like you have to stock up on those. This one is a little bit more serious than that, because we're going to talk car repairs here for a second.
Oh, boy.
I know, right? It turns out that the average person admits that they ignore that check engine light for 4 months before they finally
do something about it.
You're probably going to end up with worse issues if you do that. 20% will put it off even longer, between 6 and 18 months. Of course, delaying it, obviously, like we said, can make the whole problem a little bit worse. 35% of people have regretted putting car care off, and the reasons why include the problem expanded and then became way more expensive, the emotional stress that they endured because, well, when the check engine light is on, you're never quite sure if the car is going to just keep running or one day it's just going to die, right?
So
that happens. And then even experiencing some sort of roadside emergency, because eventually the car was like, did you see my light that was on for months now? Could you do something about that? Yeah, I can't go anymore, is pretty much what I think the car goes through in its own mental state. Like a car has a mental state. When asked which car repairs stress people out the most, problems with the engine were actually number one. Issues with the brakes were next, followed by problems with the fuel system, the exhaust system, the tires, and then the AC or the heat. Also a problem. Yep, the nose is starting to bleed again, people. I'm going to get stuffy sounding in a second. So the average person will spend about $440 on car maintenance every single year, and estimates that they spend around $6,300 in total servicing their current car. So there you have it. Cars are like a necessary evil, right? Unless you live in some metro area where you can just take public transit all the time, because you have to have them to get around. I know there's people who do without them. I don't know how people do without a vehicle. I would be stuck at home though all the time, because my husband's never here. I would never go anywhere ever again. It'd just be me here all the time. And if you think that I'm insane on most good days, you wait until I can never get out of the house again.
A little bit of cabin fever there.
Oh, man. And I know you guys do one car, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are down to one vehicle. Does that work well most of the time?
It works fine. And I don't usually like to go anywhere, so that's not a problem. It usually works out okay. I mean, there have been a few scheduling things over the past month or so, because she was doing a play and then I did a play, and you know, sometimes it got a little wonky. But we also have the benefit of sometimes she's able to just borrow her mother's car.
Oh, nice.
When things get really, really dicey.
And then
we're fine. Because, I mean, you don't want to always be using a taxi or an Uber or something, because that gets expensive too.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, and we have, for a while, it looked like we were starting a used car lot in our driveway, you know, because we had my car, we had his car, we had a station vehicle, and then we had Max's vehicle, which was just our old one, or the newer one that I don't like, so Max took it. I mean, it was this whole big complicated thing, but now we're just down to the two vehicles sitting in the driveway, so I feel like a normal family once again. like I'm not starting my own little used car lot outside.
As long as you don't put them up on cinder blocks if they're not working, then you're okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right so far. I mean, the RAV that I drive now actually during COVID sat for months because it needed a bunch of work done on it, but nobody was going anywhere. So we just let it sit there until, you know, and money was tight. Parts were hard to come by if it needed anything. So that one just kind of sat there for a while until everything started opening back up. And when we got it finally into the repair shop, other than just a little mouse chewing on the inside, there was really nothing that had come of us letting it sit. So, because we'd go out and start it every now and then. We would drive it around a few blocks out here at Goose Poop Pond, but it was making like a grinding sound, so we didn't want to take it too far. But we also knew just letting it sit, not exactly the best thing for it either. So, just watch those check engine lights. I know. You know, and even if you have to get it in just to get the estimate, at least let them tell you what's wrong with it and if you could go a little bit longer. I mean, that's sometimes what we do too. We know that we need to get it in, but sometimes you got to save for this stuff, right? Because it's difficult.
I mean, like you said, it's a necessary evil. I mean, sometimes you have to decide between paying the rent or the mortgage or getting your car fixed, you know? I mean,
so that you can pay the rent and mortgage and get where you need to go for work. So it's like this double-edged sword. Weigh it.
Yeah. What's the most important thing here? Yeah.
I mean, we've literally taken it to mechanics though and been like, you know, could you just at least do a once-over on it, tell us what the damage is going to be, what's going on with it, are we able to drive it a little bit more until we save up to get it fixed, and if they say absolutely that we can't, you know, it has to be fixed now, well then you figure out, you know, what you're going to go without for a few days. So for this pay period or whatever the circumstances may be.
I'm a nervous Nelly though. I mean, if the check engine light comes on, I'm freaked out. I want to get it in as soon as I can.
See, and my husband is of the mindset that if it's running and you're driving it now, it's probably okay. But let's get it in to get their opinion on what it probably needs.
Right.
And so that's usually what we do. And then, you know, we kind of go from there. Sometimes, you know, let's be honest, we've all had to pull out the credit card because we're like, well, this is how we're paying for it now. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. We've all done that.
Yep. Adulting. It's fun.
That's why I said I think it would be so much easier to be Aspen, whose biggest strife in life today was the fact that her blueberry rolled away from her. I mean, that was the only thing. Yeah. That's the only bad thing that's going to happen to that dog today, I'm telling you. That, and she might not get the squirrel that runs in front of her on a walk later on. That's going to be the only bad thing that are going to come up. Right? Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, my nose is gushing blood. It's ridiculous. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be sunny and warm today, and then tomorrow we could see some showers in the afternoon. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that. Don't let it ruin your weekend plans, though, because it's still going to be very nice. We're also going to have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic, reliable, just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Absolute jam-packed day all around the area for Baraboo. It's going to be the boys' tennis team hosting Stoughton at 4:15. Track and field will be in Madison for an invite. Stevens Point, Monona Grove, and many of the area Madison schools joining Baraboo for that one. 4:30 is the start time for it. Chalkberry baseball will host the T-Bird tonight at 5:45 over at Chuck Hall Memorial Field. Softball is going to be at Portage tonight, 5:45 start time for it. It's going to be senior night for the Warriors. And also for Baraboo soccer, the girls will be in action. A little earlier at 4 p.m. They're going to be at Toma for that one. It's going to be pretty quiet tomorrow with prom coming up for the Thunderbirds. Reedsburg golfers will take part in a big invite over at Portage Country Club. Chalk Prairie will be a part of that as well, along with Wisconsin Dells, Columbus, Beaver Dam, and many other teams from all around the area. 9 a.m. is the start time for it. Reedsburg track will be at an invite at Stoughton High School today at 4. Tennis is going to be hosting Central. Baseball will be at home against Mount Horeb. Softball hosts Sauk Prairie tonight at 5. And in addition to those events already mentioned for the Eagles, their track and field team is going to be at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School for an invite. And lacrosse is going to be hosting Edgewood. And then finally for Portage, in addition to hosting that golf invitational, baseball is going to also welcome McFarland tonight at 5 o'clock. And soccer is going to be at Wisconsin Heights at 6. Again, a very busy day today. And for some of the schools, pretty busy day tomorrow as well. Check out the schedules for all the details. Bucks season comes to an end last night as the Pacers get the better of the Bucks on the road. 120-98, the final. Damian Lillard was able to give it a go in this game. He finished with 28 points. Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez with 20 apiece. Obviously a struggle of a series, losing Lillard in the second game and then not having Giannis for any part of it. But the season does indeed come to an end for the Bucks. Pacers will advance on. They'll be squaring off with the Knicks after New York was able to end the season for Philadelphia this past evening as well. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll be in Chicago to start a 3-game set against the Cubs. 120 is going to be the first pitch this afternoon. Joe Ross gets the go for the crew. Hayden Wesnicki will be countering for the Cubs. Both teams come in with 19 wins for the season. The Brewers have 11 losses, the Cubs with 13. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few clouds, isolated shower or thunder shower in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
It's 8:50 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Hopefully you're enjoying some of this gorgeous sunshine and what's going to be an absolutely beautiful Friday. Getting ready for the weekend, too. We can't forget that little tidbit of information. Christopher Cross celebrating his 73rd birthday this weekend. I promised we were going to definitely pull out some Christopher Cross this morning. You have to. It's Ride Like the Wind on 99.7 Max FM.
To the border of Mexico, to our ride.
Ride Like the Wind. There is Christopher Cross. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:54. I kind of wish my husband was around because, well, with Michael McDonald there in the background, that's one of his favorite songs of all time.
That was back when Michael McDonald was doing backup vocals for everyone.
I know. You found him on all sorts of albums over the years because, he basically made an appearance wherever he absolutely could. We've got some calendar days we've got to go through here this morning, Finn, because, you know, it's almost the weekend, and we always need a little extra reason to celebrate the fact that it's the weekend, and we've got some good stuff on the list today and for Saturday and Sunday. So let's start with International Space Day, which happens to be today. I love finding out about astronomy, and I love looking at, like, NASA images and all of that kind of stuff. So this is a day I can totally get behind because I think that stuff is really, really cool. It's also International Tuba Day. Now, less of the sexy brass instruments, but very, very important for helping keep beat in any sort of band. So we love ourselves a good tuba. It's also a National Lumpy Rug Day today. Do you remember that that rug that you had that at one point laid really, really nicely on the floor? Uh-huh. And it was all straight and it never curled up. Well, now that's not the case anymore. So we celebrate National Lumpy Rug Day to remind us to get rid of that one and go get something that's actually not going to trip you in the middle of the night.
It might be time, yeah.
Rugs are expensive, though. They're kind of stupid expensive. I love to go to secondhand stores and find rugs because sometimes I'll find patterns and things that they just don't make anymore either. So that's where I get a lot of my rugs. It's also No Pants Day today. Okay. You can certainly rock that, but while you're rocking the no pants look, you should also do National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. People are going to think you've absolutely lost your mind if you show up with no pants with two different colored shoes on. Sometimes if it's dark enough, I inadvertently show up in two different color shoes I'm trying to get dressed. So there is that. Uh-huh. It's also Public Radio Day today as well. Oh, I love NPR. I'm a huge NPR fan. Here's the reason why. The programming is always really, really awesome, and you can find shows that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And not to mention the fact that if you're doing a road trip and you're driving somewhere late at night, you can basically flip from one NPR station to another and get the exact same programming and never miss out.
That's true. I love NPR. And you learn something, too.
I know. It's one of my favorite ways to listen to radio is through National Public Radio. I love it. It's also Sunday today. Well, that's good, because we're going to have plenty of it today. So again, get out and enjoy it if you absolutely can. Paranormal Day is also today. I love that. Shelley Mordini, we always channel you when we talk about the paranormal of Baraboo. Remember those haunted tours if you want to celebrate starting downtown Baraboo tonight. So make sure you check that out. You can get a big deal over at maxfmbigdeals.com for Baraboo tours, by the way, if you want to do one of Shelley's really cool haunted tours, or if you want to do one of her history tours that she does throughout the summer months as well. And then what else do we have on the list? Well, of course, we always like to talk about the good food ones. Culver's, we're looking at you because it's National Chocolate Custard Day today. We all know in Wisconsin where you go to get the best frozen custard. You go to Culver's, right? Mm-hmm. It's also National Raspberry Popover Day, which is pretty much the same thing as a raspberry tart, but really, honestly, if you give me anything with a raspberry filling, it could be a donut. I'd be like, score, and celebrating all at the same time. Now, as we look ahead to tomorrow, there's some good ones on here. Anti-bullying Day is tomorrow. That has become such a big one, unfortunately, in this world that we live in, between social media and things that are happening in schools and in workplaces. So Anti-bullying Day, just to raise awareness, is tomorrow. It's also International Drone Day tomorrow. How often do we see drones flying over things? What I love about drones is how enamored people are with them, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you have some sort of activity and a drone flies overhead, everybody quits paying attention to the activity and staring straight at the drone. These have become kind of commonplace. Yeah. I think we can control our excitement just a little bit. Right? Yeah. It's also Free Comic Book Day tomorrow.
Cool.
I love a good comic. I wish these pop-up ads would go away because that would be way easier to manage. Yeah. But I love a good comic every now and then. So, check those out. It's also Herb Day tomorrow. And so we're talking about, all of those wonderful herbs that have medicinal purposes that we love to use to give flavor to our food. foods, all of that. I have a wall of them in little jars, and they're so beautiful. I love my jars of herbs that I use for cooking. We have a really small kitchen, so I have to save space wherever I can. So everything had to be magnetized and put on a wall. Bird Day is also tomorrow. Nope, won't be celebrating that one. It's also Beer Pong Day. That sounds way more like something I would celebrate. Yeah. Uh-huh. So enjoy that. International Respect for Chickens Day is also tomorrow. Okay. It's also International Firefighters Day. So thank you to our firefighters who keep us safe. Yes. I mean, we've got some of the best volunteer organizations right here in this area, and they are pretty darn amazing.